The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
A tourist tax for staying in Dublin is being considered by Dublin City Council in order to increase revenue. This accommodation levy would be put on hotels and short-term lettings. And of course, it's being opposed by those in the tourism industry. I'm joined on the line by Michael Magner, President of the Irish Hotels Federation and owner of Cork Vienna Woods Hotel. Michael, good morning.
Good morning, Pat, and good morning to your listeners.
Now, tell me what you think of this idea, because it doesn't really have any sanction from government. It's a proposal within Dublin City Council.
Well, I think that's precisely the point. It doesn't have sanction from government and the Irish Hotels Federation, and I speak...
Oh.
...employing 65,000 people, that we support that, that there should be no tax. Additional taxes are not the way to go. We are an open economy where we have international visitors coming into our country annually, and we need those international visitors to come. It sends completely the wrong message to our international visitors that you're coming to a country, and by the way, we're going to also tax you further for your benefit.
Now, remember the time of the Troika, we had a tax on airline tickets. You know, people coming into the country. So irrespective of where you were coming from or what for, you were taxed.
That's correct. And we know how unpopular that was at a time whereby, again, and I refer to it, tourism, international tourists, or tourists along with domestic tourists are so important to the Ireland economy. Just to explain it for your listeners, Pat, you know, the hospitality and tourism industry is the largest indigenous industry in Ireland. It contributes over 10 billion euro annually to the exchequer. Additional taxes on visitors, international visitors or potentially domestic visitors, makes no sense whatsoever. At a time whereby we're trying to make Ireland stand out as an attractive destination for visitors, it really is the wrong way to go. And the industry as a sector would certainly not be supporting anything like that. And that's critical. And we saw that with the Troika, whereby that tax was swiftly abandoned because it was deeply unpopular. And from that perspective, it is really important that we remain competitive. Mm. We ensure that we have a product that is world-class, because we attract world-class tourists from all over the world, coming and visiting and staying in our hotels and our visitor attractions across the country.
Yeah, now it's Dublin City Council at the moment, and you wonder, at a time when it seems that antisocial behaviour, criminal behaviour on our streets might deter tourists coming to Ireland. So on top of that, you know, frighten them on the streets and then charge them tax for the pleasure.
Well, look, I think our Minister for Justice made it very clear at the weekend that this issue that is unfortunate that has happened in Dublin is going to be tackled. And I have every confidence in the Minister in doing their job. But I think areas where we need to see more action is in relation to, and it's welcome to see the government tackle issues like unregistered accommodations in terms of the short-term let area. And that's important that we get that across the line. So to ensure that accommodation that's being provided to visitors coming to the country on a short-term basis are registered, and they are on more of a level playing field to provide a better experience for our visitors coming to Ireland, and not just to our capital city, to our cities right across the country and to our regional towns and villages, where tourism and hospitality is the lifeblood of so many local economies.
Yeah, but people might say that you've got self-interest there. If you can do away with many of the Airbnb type accommodation, hotels corner the market.
No, we're not saying that at all. In fact, we have no opposition to short-term lets and accommodation providers in that space. But we're saying that it needs to be regulated, and for those that are unregistered, they need to be registered. So then there is an equal playing field and there's visibility for all consumers, not just the domestic consumer in Ireland, but visitors from all around the world. And it's welcome. You know, Ireland, as I said, is an open economy supported by hospitality, tourism and agriculture. And those industries have to be supported with a correct framework in which they can operate within.
Now, Michael, we have a statement from the department. There are currently no plans to introduce an accommodation levy. The introduction of an accommodation levy was proposed in the Commission on Taxation and Welfare in September 2022, and more recently in the Dublin City Task Force report, which is now being considered by an interdepartmental group. The introduction of such a levy would need careful consideration given the importance of inbound tourism to Ireland's economy. There's something else here, though. Councils, they do charge rates, and the property tax is collected by revenue and then dispersed proportionately to councils around the country. But there is no way, there's no mechanism currently for taxes to be levied by the council and collected. I'm not even sure how that would work.
Yeah, so you make a good point there. Let's just talk about Dublin for a second. In Dublin, a typical hotel pays €1,000 in local authority rates per bedroom per annum. So therefore, if you're a 200-bedroom hotel, you're paying your local authority €200,000 in commercial rates. The purpose of those rates then is for the reinvestment back into the local and public realm facilities, public lighting, the maintenance of our streets and the visitor experiences for our visitors coming to visit our cities. Not just in Dublin, but across the country. And in addition to that, then as well, Dublin hotels also pay a further tax in terms of a Dublin a task force tax, if you like, in terms of supporting tourism into the country. So from that perspective, that's equally another charge.
Going back to this idea that every bed night, whether there's someone on business, bringing business into the city, or whether it's someone who's touring the city and spending their money recreationally, you know, trying to distinguish between those two categories, or does everybody get hammered? And if so, the hotel or Airbnb becomes a tax collector for the local council. I'm not sure how that would actually practically work.
You're 100% correct, and that's a great question, Pat. It wouldn't work. I mean, it's impossible to differentiate as regards who is an international visitor, who is a domestic visitor or otherwise. And look, I think the position is very clear here. You know, an additional tax for visitors to our hotels and in Dublin and indeed potentially in other parts of the country is just not the right way to go forward. You know, the industry plays a massive part in terms of employment, but also in terms of the contribution it already makes to the exchequer. What would be welcome, though, however, is, and some local authorities around the country do this, part of the commercial rates that are paid, commercial taxes, some of it is ring-fenced in order for the reinvestment, for the supportment and the development of tourism attractions and the tourism public realm around the country. And more of that would be very welcome to be seen as an operational model in local authorities around Ireland.
All right. Very good, Michael. Thank you very much for joining us. That's Michael Magner, who is president of the Irish Hotels Federation and owner of Cork Vienna Woods Hotel.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.